Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have a question. It's an age-old question.
Is it?
Yeah. This has been happening since trick-or-treating became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I know the obvious answer is yes, but let me just ask the question before everybody loses their mind. Is it okay to go to somebody else's neighborhood to trick-or-treat?
Yes.
Yes. Remember how I said? If you can walk there.
Oh.
If you walk there.
Wait a second. You might have something.
You can go wherever you want if you walk.
That's so interesting.
I'm going to say this. Okay, so let me say why we're talking about this. Where is this neighborhood?
Rosewood Hills. I don't know exactly.
It doesn't say what state. A homeowner in a nice, expensive.
Upscale is okay. The word used. Yeah.
Wants to put up a sign saying candy is only for kids living in the Rosewood Hills neighborhood.
Here's the thing. How would you ever police that?
Exactly.
If it's as upscale as it might be, you just know. Like,
you know your neighbors.
Because like Cherry Hills here, there's in the area where your neighborhood probably has 400 houses, they have 25.
Mm. And that's going to be terrible for trick-or-treating, so I doubt that the kids are going there.
That's so true.
But those style of houses usually give out, like, the baking-sized chocolate bars. Like, not just even full-size, sometimes king-size, sometimes just. So that's why the kids want to go there. Oh my God, Tiek is going to punch me. We drove to Fox Hill. Which is I don't know if it still is, in Longmont.
Oh.
When I was growing up.
Could you have walked?
We would have had to have left in the morning.
Okay. That's just too far.
I live far enough away from it.
You're pushing it, I think. You're pushing it. What about your neighborhood?
Fine.
So what about the neighborhood, all the people who live in your neighborhood who are trying to give out candy to the kids in the neighborhood, and then no one comes?
But I just live on the backside of Reunion. I live in Reunion, and I live on the backside in, like, what's called the gallery, which is just, why don't I just give my address at this point? But, like, it's just, like, a nice, everybody knows where I live. Everybody knows where I live. There's a lot of houses there now, so I'm not that worried. You can walk, like, there are houses right behind mine that are not in the gated community. So can they not come in?
No, they could walk there.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you walk, that's fine. You can't be parking. You can't be driving. First of all, you shouldn't be driving, period, because there's kids running across the street all the time. So you shouldn't be in the car Halloween night, period.
Let me say this. The last couple Halloweens have been real cold. People drive.
Mm-hmm. No.
House to house?
That's even worse.
They sort of a lot. Sometimes, God, I've seen real lazy parents. Like, they drive into the neighborhood and just let their kids go, and then they grab them, or they're just kind of driving because they don't want to get out of the car and walk with their kids.
Oh, that's boy. No, terrible. Terrible.
Well, I'm torn on T-Hack's point because growing up, we lived one block off a really big neighborhood where it was like Halloween frenzy. So we would walk. But if I had to drive there, I think it'd be fine.
I don't see. So when we first moved to our neighborhood and we trick-or-treated for the first year, we went across the street to a more established neighborhood because ours, they were still literally building
all construction.
So there just weren't really any. We hit a couple, then we're like, well, let's go over there. And we walked. And since then, now there's more houses. We just stay in our neighborhood And it's like we bring up our own neighborhood. Like we're all a part of it, you know, and you see the neighborhood kids. If we're all driving across, I'm going to drive to Slacker's house. Some of the neighbors are going to drive to Erica's neighborhood.
What about people in golf carts? Because that is rampant.
No, you shouldn't be driving. That's wild. Kids are running all over. It's pitch black out. Kids are running
around.
You're
not going to kill anybody in a golf cart.
Talk to someone here about that here in Denver.
Because he fell off the back of a golf cart. That's totally different.
And he died?
You don't know this story? This just happened. And our quarterback was a part of it. One of the most famous quarterbacks for the Broncos was driving the golf cart.
Oh, yeah. I have heard this story.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was one of his best friends. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like intentional.
And I don't think it was Halloween.
Nor were they hitting kids in the street.
Okay, so then just a hard no.
That's how I feel.
For driving.
Because otherwise, you're just... There's no motivation to make your area more vibrant and better. And like, let's all celebrate. Like
let's say this.
Like, let's just go to the richest neighborhood we can find. That's not Halloween.
Your kid's school is kind of far from where you live, right?
No, I mean,
but it's not in your neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. We would have to drive.
Let's say you saw a kid who goes to your kid's school who lives in that neighborhood. Right. And they trick or treated at your house. So you know the way they got there. Was they drove. Like, here they are. So they violated the only rule that T-Hack has.
So you're saying the kid comes over, like, he and Leo are going to trick their friends, and they're going to trick or treat.
Nope.
He's at your door. Knock,
the kid is by himself.
Oh, he's by himself.
Trick or treat.
And you open the door, and you're like, that's a kid from my son's school. I know. They drove here. What are you going to do, sir? Here we go. Let's.
Trick or treat.
Oh, What are you doing over here?
Mr. Hack, trick or treat.
Buddy, call the cops. Call them. 911.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.